From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says any threat by North Korea to the United States or its allies will be met with a, quote, massive military response, both effective and overwhelming. Mattis spoke outside the White House Sunday after he and other top advisors met with President Trump to talk about North Korea's apparently successful test of a hydrogen bomb. Mattis said the U.S. has many options on the table, including military, and that the president wanted to hear about all of them. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman now on What's Next.
I can guarantee you in the days ahead that there's going to be a lot of soul-searching in Washington, a lot of thought about what we do and whether we are really at a point where it's coming to a very stark contrast between accepting what the North Koreans have done or going to some sort of military action with the huge risk of the consequences of that.
The UN Security Council has called for an emergency meeting Monday morning on the situation in Korea, and President Trump said earlier he is considering halting all trade with any country doing business with the North and has not ruled out a retaliatory strike. The North claimed its test of a hydrogen bomb, small enough to be carried by an intercontinental ballistic missile, was a perfect success. The blast reportedly shook buildings in China and Russia. Any U.S. call for an economic boycott of countries doing business with North Korea could quickly hinder a huge trade between U.S. and China. This is VOA News. 9 days after a powerful hurricane dropped record amounts of rain on the city of Houston, Texas, the fourth largest in the United States, people are beginning to return home and assess the damage. On Fox News Sunday, Governor Greg Abbott said the cost to help the state recover will be very high.
When you look at the number of homes and businesses affected by this, I think this will cost well over $120 billion, probably $150 to $180 billion. What the president has done now is make an initial request before the end of this funding cycle to get things up and running. And that request, as I understand it, is over $7 billion. And I think Congress understands this is a down payment on something that will cost far more. Understanding again, this is far larger than Hurricane Sandy, that I think was around $40 to $50 billion. And so we have a long road to hoe if we're going to rebuild the fourth largest city in the United States, as well as the entire geographic region.
Al-Shabaab militants carried out a suicide car bombing on a Somali military base, killing at least seven soldiers north of the main city of Kismayo. Officials said militants detonated two suicide car bombs at a military checkpoint before heavily armed militants attacked the base early Sunday. A spokesman for the Jubaland Regional Administration told VOA Somali more than 10 other soldiers were wounded in the dawn attack. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed killing 26 government troops and seizing vehicles and weapons. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power. He made the statement 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled presidential election results, citing irregularities. Odinga spoke at a church service in Nairobi. He said his party would not share power with, quote, thieves. Incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta similarly said a day earlier that his Jubilee party would not share power with the opposition. He also lashed out at Supreme Court justices. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appointed a woman as a defense minister on Sunday as he reorganized his cabinet in an effort to deliver on key pledges ahead of general elections due in about a year and a half. And Cambodian police arrested the leader of the main opposition party Sunday, accusing him of conspiring with the United States to overthrow the government. Kem Sokha was detained during a midnight raid on his home in Phnom Penh. The opposition party denied the charges. It called them politically motivated. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.